702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Time now for the world of viral content. Ah, Kabazela.
Ah, good morning to you, Bele. Listen, before we get into the content, another fire mix there by DJ KG. I have an idea. Yeah. We should organize a little bit of a 702, well, let's say call it Breakfast with Bongles party, and we get KG to do a little bit of a mix, and we just have a good jaw. What do you think, eh?
Yeah, not only KG, actually, because you know whenever he's not here, Palisa is always able to step into his big shoes.
DJ Scooby,
and
yeah.
And she's known as DJ Scooby-Doo, so maybe you're onto something there, Kabazela.
I think we should organize that, yeah.
We'll do it at your house, yeah?
Well, it's not big enough for the audience. And I'm not tidying up.
The first of your stories, and I've got to give context to our listeners. You send the stories that we do overnight, and so obviously one of the first things I do every morning is go through what you have sent. It had me chuckling in the wee hours of today in the morning because I just thought it was hysterical. But I'll let you tell the story.
This is the one of the washcloths, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So there's a comedian, Tom Segura, and his wife. They have a podcast called Your Mom's House Podcast. And they got speaking about washcloths. Now, that would be I think we would call it a face cloth, essentially.
Vaslap.
Or a vaslap. But I mean, before we even get to vaslaps, the vaslap, I mean, I remember years ago we had a conversation on 702 about a vaslap, and I was very uneducated about a vaslap, but you use that when you get out of the shower or the bath. So now we're talking about the washcloth that you would use in the shower.
Come and say that. No.
Yes.
You're still uneducated about the vaslap. The vaslap is what you use in the shower.
No, I thought the vaslap was to dry yourself.
No.
And then I thought to myself, why would you use something so small to dry yourself instead of a towel?
No, that's why you were wrong.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, I'm wrong again many years down
wash
the line.
So, cloth. Wash, vas.
Wash, cloth, vaslap. Yes,
cloth,
I get that.
Lap, vaslap.
Yeah.
Wash, cloth.
Okay. So, The content we're talking about now is that this husband and wife team are saying that the washcloth or the vaslap is for poor people. Okay? They say only poor people use vaslaps or washcloths. So then I went and I started Googling this thing to see why there's so much confusion or, you know, lack of knowledge about a washcloth. And yeah, there's a whole Reddit thread about this thing, Bongles. People like, this one guy said he traveled to various countries in Europe, and in the hotels that he stayed in, not one of them provided a washcloth or a vaslap. And then he asked people, what do you take when you go on holidays? And is this a common thing? And then people were like saying, I had to Google what this is. And to my knowledge, washcloths are a thing of the past. They were used to wash yourself when you didn't have a shower, but only a bath or a bowl of water. Some people say they just use their hands in the shower. So many, many theories about this thing. But let's take a listen to the audio of this husband and wife team talking about the washcloth.
Washcloths are for poor people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I only have one friend use washcloths. And when she would stay with me, she'd say, can I have a washcloth?
Yeah.
There's no washcloth. Use your hand, dummy.
I really do remember the first time I crashed at a poor friend's house. And then he handed over like a towel for after the shower. And then a bar soap. And then a little one. I go, what's the little towel? And he goes, a washcloth. And I go, I threw it back at him. Like, I'm good. And he was like,
Yeah. And then there's a part of that video, Bongles, where a South African has done a stitch to it. And she just basically has a go at these two people. But yeah, in the shower, in the bath, what is your go-to apparatus? Do you just use your hand? Do you use a vaslap? Do you use a sponge? Have you got something else that you use? I can't believe, I don't believe that it's for poor people. It just can't be. No.
I think if anybody watches The Stitch, they'll get it. they'll get the South African perspective on this. All right, let's put it out there. No, it is a real thing. It's a Vaslap is a real thing. Am I the one? Am I wrong here?
What do you use?
Let's put it out there to 702 land.
What do you use, Bongo?
Of course, I use a Vaslap.
You use a Vaslap.
Yes.
Right? And then when you're done with the Vaslap, where do you put it?
So you use the Vaslap to apply whatever, you know, shower gel or whatever as you're taking the shower. Mm-hmm. And then you use a normal towel to dry yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, perfect. Perfect. But I don't like the Vaslap because I find that the Vaslap can start to get a bit smelly.
Which is why you wash it. Come on, say.
Well, you can't wash it every day. I mean,
I am finished. I am finished.
Yeah. Me and the Vaslap, we're not best mates.
No. That's what's got viral with Kamasela.
Let's walk the talk. 702.